I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the author and nutrition expert, Monica Reinagel, a.k.a. the Nutrition Diva. Monica blogs at nutritionovereasy.com, and she does our monthly Smart Nutrition segments with me on midday here on WIPR. Happy holidays, Monica. Good to see you.
Same to you, Tom.
So you've got a couple of novels that folks might want to read if they get a little break over the Christmas New Year holiday. The first is called We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves by a writer named Karen Fowler. What's this one about?
It's about a family who, a very unusual kind of family, who grows up sort of in the 70s and has a lot of sort of amazing adventures. What I loved about this book, though, was the voice of the narrator. The woman who was a child, as the story is taking place, she's telling the story from as a young adult. And she just has this unforgettable personality and voice that made it so much fun. You feel like you're getting to know her. But the book also, like all of my favorite novels, also sheds light on an aspect of our culture and history that I didn't know much about. She'd really done a lot of research into something. And so I also learned something when I read the book, and I appreciated that as well.
Yeah, that always helps. It's really interesting when authors alight upon a particular device that draws you in. And in this case, it sounds like the personality of the narrator is one of those devices. It really makes a big difference. I mean, you're hooked, and you really want to find out not only what happens, but how she tells us about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fun.
Great
there's,
book.
There's another book that you brought in called Behind the Scenes at the Museum by Kate Atkinson. It's another author that whom I'm not familiar with. What's this one about?
This is a British author who might be better known for her novel Life After Life. She's such a virtuosic writer. Her ability to spin these very complex, you were talking about narrative device, her narrative devices are very intricate, and sometimes it's just fun to watch her work as a writer and see how she pulls off these feats of writing, but also a very different kind of family story, a very different kind of family, sort of a dark wit and humor to Kate Atkinson's writing. So completely different style and experience, but equally enjoyable.
And it's great. Of course, you do a lot of writing in your line of work, and so do I. And, you know, to have a writer's writer is always fun to read because, I mean, there are folks who just do it a lot better than others, aren't there?
That's for sure.
Well, she's a Whitbread winner, Whitbread Book of the Year, and a national bestseller. So that's the Behind the Scenes at the Museum by Kate Atkinson. Do you get it? Will you get a little time to read over the holiday this week?
I sure hope so, and I can't wait to see what books might be under the tree on Christmas morning for me to spend with my vacation.
Indeed. Well, have a great holiday. I appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Monica Reinagel is the Nutrition Diva. She blogs at nutritionovereasy.com. Monica is recommending We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves by Karen Fowler and Behind the Scenes at the Museum by Kate Atkinson. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. If you're celebrating the holiday, Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.